That's what fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Yeah, people call it FUD.
Okay.
So you can say FUD. That's
all right. I wasn't sure at first if I could actually say FUD on the radio, but now I feel more comfortable doing so.
Now the professor said it, it's okay.
That's right. Thanks to you. Well, you said it first, so you get the blame if it's not okay.
That's true.
Why is this gumming up the works when it comes to cloud computing in particular?
Okay, yeah, and procurement more in general. Actually, what prompted me to write the blog was actually, my blog is in Federal Computer Week.
Yes.
And there was actually another journalist at Federal Computer Week wrote an article about, is the procurement system ready for cloud computing, or can the procurement system adapt to buying cloud computing? Wasn't there going to be a huge problem here? And I read the article, and one of the things that struck me was there were essentially no specific examples in the article of a problem that the procurement system created for buying cloud computing services. The only example of a problem that was cited at all in the article was something involving, you know, some security issues. It really is a problem of, not a problem, an issue of how the government defines its requirements, or, you know, how it's going to, you know, what it's going to buy, not how it's going to buy it. And I read the article, and so that's where the FUD thing came in. And I think this is not just a cloud computing issue, friends. I think a lot of program folks in the government start getting goosebumps or butterflies in their stomach or run away or whatever when they hear they're going to have to deal with the procurement system.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say that's never justified, but the reason I use this FUD word is I think it's taking on a life of its own that is, A, not necessarily related to actual genuine problems with the procurement system. It is just fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And B, the more the program people, the customers for what the government's buying, start getting scared or fearful or butterflies in their stomach when they have to deal with the procurement system, the less likely they are to seek a kind of productive cooperation with the procurement people that will really help them do a good performance. They try to run away. They try to stay away from the procurement people as much as they can, and that's a big mistake.
Is it fair to say that you are saying that this is perception and not reality? It's what people are thinking rather than what they would actually have to deal with if they would just dig into it.
Yes. I don't want to go completely overboard in the other direction. I don't want to say there are no problems. I don't want to say there's no reality.
Fair enough.
But I think that the perception has taken on a life of its own that goes way, way beyond the reality. And it makes program customers unnecessarily scared of the procurement process. And therefore, unfortunately, the big tragedy is unnecessarily scared of dealing with the procurement people. And then they hold it off to the last possible moment. And that's often a recipe for a bad procurement.
And that's something that you and I have talked about before, is all the issues that can drive somebody into a procurement that just turns out badly all the way around.
Exactly.
It strikes me when I think about fear, uncertainty, and doubt, three of the big things that your successor, Dan Gordon, was trying to deal with MythBusters. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, with one of the perceptions, which is the government can't communicate with industry. It was interesting. One of the commenters on my blog it was a short comment, was absolutely right. I think it was from a contracting person, sort of said, always remember that part in the first part of the FAR, and every program person should have who uses the procurement system should have this quote from the FAR, like inscribed on their wall or something, and then show it to the procurement people if necessary, where it says, you know, our purpose is to get best value for the customer, and if a procurement approach is not prohibited by the FAR, and if it's in the interest of the government, it's okay. Go ahead and do it. Go for it. Use common sense. Use good judgment in figuring out how to buy things.
And so the fear in that particular case is in the person's brain, not necessarily anywhere written down in any policy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have nothing to fear but fear itself, to quote a great American.
I've heard that before, so you can't take credit for that one. But
I was quoting a great American. I didn't mean I was the great American.
Well, you are, though, and I appreciate you being on the program with me this afternoon, Steve. Thanks for your time.